So Monday, are you ready?
I am ready.
Yeah.
I am totally ready. I'm trying to decide.
Did you listen to the blurb?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I was very excited about the blurb. Ready to discover the special one.
Do you think we're actually going to find out who the special one is?
I will be surprised if it even gets mentioned.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
What's the point of resolving?
We're talking about... Go ahead.
We're talking about Belinda Blinked. My dad wrote a porno.
Belinda Blinked 4.
Yes. So this is the fourth book. The, I wish I could remember the title.
Oh, my God.
Because it had two semicolons in it.
Mm-hmm. And at one point, there's a semicolon and a colon.
Oh, that's right.
Back to back.
Yes. No, pretty magical.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it also.
Yeah. So I'm trying to decide if I want to actually do it on Monday night or if I want to save it for the weekend, or I have my friend Anita and I feel like we need to listen to it together. Because I kind of want to drink.
No, I said 19th through 22nd and you're like, that's fine.
I'm going to have to leave that position.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh no, there's an Amazon link, but it doesn't go anywhere.
What?
Okay.
What's happening? Why is this happening to me? I can get back on the Wi-Fi. Let's see if that makes a difference. Nope. I wonder if they pulled the link down.
Oh. Well, okay, but the book, I don't think it has been released yet. But they
see,
should
have
it
why.
So you can pre-order, though.
Right. Wait, here's something on Reddit about a pre-order.
No, you did say the 26. I'm a moron.
Three.
Shitballs.
Right, well, they didn't update the wiki with 4.
Everybody's on their phones.
Yeah, I'm looking for... We're looking for the full title of Belinda Blinked 4 because the title alone is
so
like I'll, 5 minutes of content.
But this is like part of a whole pattern. Let me read the titles for the first three. So this is the first Belinda Blinked. Belinda Blinked, semicolon, a modern story of sex, erotica, and passion. Period. How the sexiest sales girl in business earns her huge bonus by being the best at removing her high heels. That's the title. That's not the blurb. That's the title.
That's the title.
This is number 2. Belinda Blinked. Again, semicolon to introduce the subtitle. The continuing story of, comma, dripping sex, comma, passion, no comma, and big business deals. Period, colon. Keep following the sexiest sales girl in business as she earns her huge bonus by removing her silk blouse. So here's number 3. Belinda Blinked, semicolon. The continuing erotic story of sexual activity, comma, dripping action, no comma, and even bigger business deals. As Belinda relentlessly continues to earn her huge bonus.
There were bigger business deals.
There were.
There really
actually
were.
Like legitimately big business deals.
Yeah.
There was a lot of business going on in 3 because I've been re-listening to season 3 and there's actually remarkably little sex and he sort of skims over the sex.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of businessy stuff that's super weird and questionable. But,
yeah.
But it's there. But nobody gets tied to trellises anymore in 3.
Right. Yeah, I'm not seeing book 4 out there for pre-order.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I would have loved to revisit that title. But I mean, Rocky has developed the art of the cliffhanger. So
true.
I expect at least one good cliffhanger in this.
Yeah. Like in the middle of the story.
Yeah,
too.
Just randomly somewhere. Not necessarily a bit, yeah.
I love how when you look for Belinda Blinked, like the first 4 are the My Dad Wrote a Porno book, Belinda Blinked 1, 2, and 3. Then the one right after that is Chuck Tingle.
I love Chuck Tingle.
Yes, me too.
Dark Stang says this punctuation is fucking hot.
Isn't it?
Thank you, new viewer, Dark Stang.
So sexy.
At first, I actually thought you said Dark Stank. Dark Stank. I was like, oh, who's that?
And Dark Skank. Yeah, leave it to Alex to be here, to not be here.
When
all the stuff is happening this week that he...
Yeah.
He's just sitting at home masturbating, isn't he? Just jerking off over the news. Yeah.
It's all finally happening.
Is it though?
He's covered
no,
pretty magically
not.
Aren't they?
Wow.
Have you seen the picture of Rocky Flintstone?
Where's he? I didn't think they did a picture of
they
him.
They didn't. Not of what's really him.
One of those cartoony.
No, it's not. It's a.
Let's see how bad.
A stock photo. It's really bad. It's like a stock photo of some young, like, model.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that anywhere. Fuck me. I'm going to have to. I will look for that later. That's funny.
So in December, there's a new movie coming out from Steve Carell called Welcome to Marwen. There's a trailer out for it.
Oh, is that the one with the it's a real life story?
Yeah.
Or based on a true story.
It's based on a true story, yeah. And I watched the documentary that it's based on. Like, I kind of want to see, I would venture to say we might do both of them for the podcast at some point.
Documentaries, Tony.
The documentary is compelling.
I love documentaries. You'll never hear me complain.
The gist,
as long as, like, if we do a movie that's based on our true story with the documentary, I think that's a lot better than just watch. It's hard to review just a documentary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
These facts weren't factual enough. I don't know.
It's also hard to judge a true story. Because, like, when we did Fruitvale Station, like, there was a lot of stuff that they added for dramatic effect and to make the character more sympathetic than he was.
Mm-hmm.
So after watching the documentary, there were things about the guy that I'm really curious to see if they're going to peel back the cover on for the movie for Welcome to Marwen.
Yeah, well, it's just like Monster, too.
Yeah.
You know, they're going for a certain dramatic
right effect. Yep.
In the movie. And they end up taking out things. Like,
yeah.
The truth in that instance was actually far sadder.
So, you guys were talking about Disenchanted?
Disenchantment?
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah. Disenchantment. Isn't it good?
Did you like Simpsons or Futurama?
I watched The Simpsons for probably its first 5 to 10 seasons and haven't really gone back to it since. I would occasionally watch the Treehouse of Horrors stuff just because those tend to be really clever. But
it's the same style of humor, just set in the third time period.
Disenchanted is good. It's very RPG-y.
So Alex? I've finished it. Matt Berry is a prominent voice, and it is okay. Not two words out of his goddamn mouth, and I'm like, that's fucking Matt Berry.
Nice.
I can feel him in my bones.
I like that he's becoming more prominent lately. Getting him in What We Do in the Shadows is going to be great.
Oh, yes, that is going to be.
I cannot wait.
That's what like when we talked about the TV show. I was like, "There's somebody in it. I can't remember who it was." That's who it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
All right, lots of energy here.
What was the name of the hospital drama he did? The Dark, whatever.
Oh.
Welcome to the Dark. That's another thing I want to kind of rewatch.
Yeah, because it was ridiculous.
Yes, it was ridiculous and awesome and layered.
Do you need to go outside?
Dark. Welcome to my dark place. Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
There it is.
And it would start it out with Welcome to my dark place. And, oh, God, I love that.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Anna.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers. Are you sure?
I think. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right, good episode, guys.
So what happened Saturday? Is there a story to this?
Yeah, here's the story. Tony Mass pulls out these shots.
That are fucking delicious.
Yeah.
They were all right.
Well, you didn't even have the full shot.
Did you have a shot?
He had shots.
He had shots, but he didn't have
the... I remember having some really nice caramel apple shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were really good.
I exercised restraint like a normal human being.
Okay.
But shots are so hard because you're so...
Like, entire case of beer that you drank.
But they're, like, so varied in flavor and fun. Because I don't drink shots very often, but whenever I do, it just never goes well.
It did not.
Because... Yeah, I mean,
I had a great time.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember. I enjoyed myself. I don't remember the parts that didn't go well.
And nothing went Like, nothing.
I mean, I was like terrible. I was having a moment in a few public places.
Anna was having a good time in South City.
But not in David's car. So that's the most important thing.
That was the most important
thing. I did not have a moment in David's car. So that's good.
That is good.
Yes.
That
was the goal.
I didn't do anything offensive or commit any crimes, did I? Just actually don't say. Don't say.
Maybe leave out the crimes part.
Yeah.
I mean, no more offensive than average.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure I'm maintaining my average.
At the end of the night, I ended up with a sack full of French fries and a large strawberry milkshake for free.
Ooh. Wow. That's
the second Jack in the Box we went to. When we finally got through the line, they were like, our machine is down. Like, we can't take payments. So, here you go.
All right.
I didn't even eat them.
Just hand them out.
You know that soda we got?
No.
It migrated to my kitchen counter.
Just didn't go anywhere.
I drank most of the milkshake. I only had, like, a handful of the fries before I was like, ugh.
Well, it's a good thing you drank that milkshake, because that was a two-hour milkshake. 2-hour investment for that milkshake. Although, if you hadn't, it would have been hilarious.
If I hadn't insisted that we go to Jack in the Box, that moment would have happened on 64.
Yeah, no.
So. It sounds like Kayla saved the day.
Time's funny like that.
No, nothing bad happened. And then we were on an adventure for milkshakes. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. But only one milkshake was gotten. Because by the time we got to getting the milkshake, Anna was like, do not give me a milkshake.
Yeah, I can't conceive of having had a... Yeah. Did I get Sprite?
You did.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
You didn't. You got it. No, she got it.
Oh, but I didn't drink it. Is that the soda you were talking about? Oh...
A Sprite was made available to you. You did not get a Sprite.
Okay. Like, I just really don't know.
Kayla got out of the car, and then you did not move again until we got back to my house.
It was probably for the best.
It was for the best. Alex and I had a conversation between your place and my house that must have been incredibly frustrating for him, because I know for a fact I was just drifting in and out of consciousness. Because, like, we would talk about something, and then I would, like, close my eyes for a moment, and then we would be in a different location, like, a couple exits down, and I'm like, oh, time has passed.
So what happened?
That sounds like...
Did Alex take us to your place, and then he got in his car? You didn't drive that night, did you?
No.
I drove us here... But we left. We all left my house.
Yeah, but I mean, like, after here.
No. He okay. kept trying to get me to drive us home, and I was like, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know that I was trying to get you to drive drunk.
Yeah. It was like the weirdest drunk driving peer pressure I've ever had. God.
I'm the worst. Sorry.
She's like, you better stop drinking. You're going to drive us home. And I'm like, here's this 12-pack of empty bottles and these shots. No.
Well, I mean.
That time has passed.
Anna was asleep and David was trying to prevent soda from being spilled in his car.
Mission accomplished.
That's fair.
Fly that banner.
That conversation you had with Alex sounds like the conversations that Julie and I have on the way back from Juju. After a trivia night, like, we're talking, and then we're talking some more. It's like, hey,
we're at the river.
Yeah, this is the Galleria, huh? Hey, we're crossing the bridge. Man, you're driving fast. Hey, I want to eat.
Alex says we weren't even having any conversations.
Where are we going to stop to eat? I just want to go home. I really want something to eat.
He said, I'm pretty sure David dreamt we were having conversations.
It was a long day for me, all right?
I'm honestly surprised you were still awake at the end of the evening. When you've been day drinking and you come over here, you end up on the recliner.
I didn't have that much.
Yeah, I don't
I drove us here.
I didn't know that. Oh. I didn't know what you had done before.
And had a
you had talked about
beer?
That you had been drinking.
Yeah.
A beer
so I wasn't sure how much you had had before that.
I mean, they were tall boys.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you had two or... Did you have two or three?
8. Yeah, just like, no. Conservatively round up.
Because you had 4 at the party. You drank at least 2.
Yeah, there's still 2 in my fridge.
Okay, so you drank 2 tall boys. That was like all afternoon, so.
Yeah. 2 beers, a couple shots, a couple Quaaludes, and then just a little bit of heroin to take the edge off.
I know I've said this before, but.
Tesla's a time machine. You can just go back in time. There's nothing it can't do.
So it can get me Quaaludes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, what are we waiting for?
Well, we don't even have to go back in time. It's got a Quaalude dispenser in the glove box.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
I was saying.
Let me text my principal now. I will be in.
That for if they,
I don't know how long.
Yeah, if they remade Back to the Future today, he'd drive a Tesla instead of a instead of a DeLorean.
Someone get on that. No, actually, don't get on that.
No, let's not.
The movies are almost flawless.
All right, speaking of movies.
What are we doing next week?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked it.
I don't know. I have to think of something.
You guys done Turbo Kid?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what it is either, but a bunch of people recently were like, oh, I love Turbo Kid. We should watch Turbo Kid.
Wait, who bunch of people?
People I know online.
But do they know who you are?
Does anybody know?
Does anybody? Yes.
92% of Google users like this movie.
Yeah, but 50% of Google users voted for Trump, so here we fucking are.
Fair point.
It's
got a 98% or 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do Trump voters use Google, or do they use like
Fox News?
Ask Jeeves.
No, they use Fox News.
Okay.
I mean, from a numerical perspective, I don't think there's another option.
I think my mom uses Bing.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of people use whatever's on their browser.
Because she still like uses Internet Explorer, and she was she actually tried to convince me to switch to Edge the last time we were on the phone. She was like, "So I know you don't like Internet Explorer, but they have a new."
The last time you were on the phone?
Yeah. So like.
So it's not like you
days
were
ago.
Not like you were just standing around in the kitchen and then she pulled something up on the browser and you're like, Mom, are you still using Edge? And she's like, no, it's gotten a lot better, honey. So not that conversation.
No, I don't know how it came up, but like, she was like, oh, I know what it is because I've made fun of her in the past for using Internet Explorer. And she brought it up and said, well, I know what you think about Internet Explorer, but guess what? There's Edge now.
Well, she's living on the edge. Of speed and reliability and security.
There's that.
Okay, looking at the description of this movie, I am 100% in on doing this.
Sure.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Set in the post-apocalyptic year of 1997, this retro-futuristic and nostalgic tribute to 80s action-adventure films follows an orphan teenager who goes on an adventure to save his female robot companion from the hands of an evil overlord who controls the only water supply.
Well, sex robot meets Mad Max Fury Road.
Well, I mean, it's
made in 2015.
It's a Canadian.
Made in 2015?
Yeah.
Is Hacker Man in it?
Maybe. Ooh. Probably.
Go on.
Francois Simard. He's cute.
Michael Ironside is in it.
Is he really?
He plays a character named Zeus, which I'm guessing is the warlord. Because why would you have Michael Ironside play anything but a warlord? Done. Turbo Kid next week. Kayla, what did you think of Imitation Game?
It was good.
Wow.
Well,
that was
unconvincing. Wait a minute. Did you Alex this movie or?
No, I watched it. Okay. To completion.
That was definitely. I've heard that tone before.
I don't know. It's just.
I look forward to unpacking what the full depth of it means.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I enjoyed watching it. Probably wouldn't watch it again. I would recommend people to see it, I guess. But.
David, what did you think?
This movie's all right. I'm lukewarm in this movie. I don't know why it was nominated for Best Picture.
Anna, what'd you think?
I have a lot of feelings about this movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, I was talking to my cat about it because I had to get it all out.
Yeah.
Well,
getting into the car. What?
Why does that seem weird?
No, well, I mean, Thelonious, I was, like, gesticulating and he was looking at me like I was crazy.
He's a chill dude.
And so... But yeah, so I had an Alan Turing phase about what? What is that look?
I don't know what that.
I had an Alan Turing phase maybe a decade ago. And where I just, you know, there was this interesting kind of novel, historical fiction thing about his life that came out that was great. And also read the biography that this was, that this movie was supposedly based on, and read a few other things about him and was interested in some of his letters. And he's just like a really interesting figure to me. And what bothered me so much, and I understand, like, you know, with some of the laws that changed in 2017 and with him, like the Queen pardoning him, I understand that, like, the way he died by suicide, that that's just like a hot Hollywood thing ready to go. And then, of course, you know, he saved Britain in a way, you know, saved, you know, from many millions of deaths. And so naturally, you'd want to make this into a hero martyr movie. I mean, it just looks like that's what it should be. But who he was as a person didn't fit into that. And also, like, the pace at which... So, I mean, I don't like to nitpick. I have too much to say. So maybe other people need to say things first.
Well, let's just get out of the high-level review portion. Okay. Tony, what did you think of the movie?
Sorry.
Without knowing much of the reality behind the story, I thought it was a good story. I thought it was a good watch. I thought the acting was good. The story was compelling.
So the opposite of everything Anna just said?
But I don't know. She clearly knows more about the truth behind the fiction.
You didn't have an Alan Turing phase?
No, I never
did. Am I the only one here who had a Turing phase?
You're the only one on the planet who's ever had an Alan Turing phase.
No, that is not true.
No, Alex lives in an Alan Turing phase.
No, I was really sad that Alex wasn't able to make it to this.
He did specifically say it was because of you.
What?
He did not say that. Just because he's perpetually
I felt
sick.
Like I felt like we would have different approaches to thinking about the situation in the movie, and I really wanted to, but that's okay.
Yeah, because I don't know how much Alex knows about Alan Turing as a person, or cares about him as a person. So Alex's approach to this would probably be more his academic work and his... I don't know.
Yeah, no,
there was a jerking off motion there that our listeners may, well, I won't say may have not noticed,
our listeners already knows.
Okay.
Alex said, I got home and slept because I was not still feeling well. I was out sick yesterday, and I know nothing about Turing as a person.
Yeah. But I think, because I would have been interested in knowing from Alex is kind of the shifts that in the film that he makes around approaching... his machine, if that's accurate, because I don't understand a lot of the math behind what's going on. And from what I've read and understand what happens in the movie, his like eureka moment is something completely different.
Yeah, almost undoubtedly.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, because the eureka moment in the movie just seems stupid. Like, yeah, that's how translation works. They did that with the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, you look for the most common phraseology.
Yeah.
Well, and somebody had already mentioned it earlier in the movie.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that. But
like,
yeah.
They had mentioned a similar...
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean, that's just like
Joan.
What you fucking do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've done some cryptographs and stuff like that. You look for common... Whatever. For common
I mean, but is
letters.
That our conventional wisdom now? And maybe, like, they didn't know that in the...
No, but they knew that in the 19th century.
Well...
Yeah,
when
people were doing cuneiform,
solving puzzles is solving puzzles.
Yeah.
I solved a bug in my nap time today. So if the eureka moment was interesting at all, it's probably BS. That's
yeah. I can't tell you how many eureka moments I have just because I'm doing something completely mindless and my brain is just wandering. Like 9 times out of 10, it's because I'm in the shower or because I'm brushing my teeth. I'm doing something that I do rote and don't. Even think so my brain's just going in a different direction.
Think of it this way, all right? They needed something that you as a viewer who knows nothing about cryptography can be like, oh, that makes sense. So that big machine they work on, what does it do? Like, from the movie, can you tell me what it does?
Nope.
Yeah, like how do they input information into it and how do they get information out? They don't show that
no.
at all.
Because there wasn't a big machine.
I mean, also that. But,
okay, yeah.
Like, but the way they did it was, it used the same principle. Yeah. Right? Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Hand wavy him.
Yeah.
Yeah, hand wavy him. Yeah. So they needed a bullshit Eureka moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They needed a Heil Hitler moment.
Right.
So, like we all do, right?
No, everybody? We don't.
No?
Oh, no.
Go read the room, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
That's not what my president says, so.
I think, like, with the Eureka, I mean, there were two things. I mean, it was sort of basically, I think they wanted, the problem is they wanted to make a life that didn't fit. Make a hero, a real hero that didn't, whose life didn't have a heroic story arc. And whose death wasn't really a martyrdom. I mean, his, like, the real facts of his death were just completely absurd and weird, too.
I actually did read up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because there's also, like, he may have committed suicide.
Yeah.
But that's not how they presented in this movie.
No.
No, the and movie says no he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even, like, outside of that, there's also some, like, it's a lot more mundane than the way they sort of. And so they want to make his life fit into this heroic story arc where you've also got. And I think what bothers me about it is because it's like they're using, twisting his marginalized identity into this really sort of flat, like as a gay man. And then there's a lot of heavy sort of. They don't say he has autism or that he's on the spectrum, but there's heavy signaling towards that. So.
Which was tiring as fuck.
Yes, it was tiring. A lot of those tics, I don't think that we know anything about that. Like, he also actually had a lot of friends.
Yeah, and like people on the team were like, yeah, he's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, well, and I mean, he wasn't a lonely guy. Like, he was in a running club and a rowing club, and that's where he met all his boyfriends for years.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So he was a hot dude, like fucking hot dudes, rowing dudes.
Yeah,
And
ending wars.
And yeah, exactly.
Fucking yeah, Indiana but, Jones over here.
Yeah,
but that's not compelling to a period piece.
It isn't, but you know what is also tiring? This dude's smart, and he's going to do something amazing, so we got to make him awkward. And
they kind of even touch on it in the movie, but when Hugh, like, what does he call him? Like,
Ozymandias.
Some, like, an untouchable genius, or so, like, he kind of makes fun of him for the way he's acting, but they...
They still don't break through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And, I mean, it could have been a great way to explore queerness and queer community at a different, really different time, because I think that was part of what, to me, during my touring phase, was so attractive about that. Was that you have this, you know, like, 30s and 40s, and this guy, I mean, he was a bit socially awkward, but he was out. He was out. He didn't hide being gay from anyone at all.
You wouldn't have gotten that from this
movie. No, the movie. No,
he was completely out, because that was part of his thing, was he always, like, was about telling the truth, period. And he never really had a big problem with his sexuality. He wasn't really, like...
Well, and if that's the case, then also if he was involved, if he was about telling the truth, period, the big hook when they... When they break the code, is that no, we're going to lie about it.
Yeah,
now.
which
it sounds like that would have been counter to it.
Well, and none of that stuff. I mean, that was part of creating, like, none of this stuff about deciding when to tell, because I mean that wouldn't have been his place anyway. I thought that was just a really weird choice.
Yeah. So that suddenly he's like, we can't tell what's his face because they'll bump him to the MI6 dude.
Yeah, because he'll be the one to know when to let this information out, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think that was a thing.
Yeah, that was really weird. I was like, that's not, you can't.
What's weird about it is that there's a huge trope in science-y kind of movies where the scientists are locked in their room doing their thing, but they don't understand the scope of it and what it really means. Well, they just cut right through that with the way they probably changed the story.
Yeah.
Because that would have, like, it would have totally flown with the trope of, you know, I'm a scientist and I'm making this gigantic laser. I don't realize it's going to be used to murder people.
Yeah. Yeah, to make him not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even Ozymandias from the beginning, like, his frustration that they, like, every time the bell rings, he's like, yep, we basically killed a bunch of people today because we couldn't figure this fucking thing out. Right. So, fuck us.
Yeah, they have a couple moments where they're like, hey, like, hey, we're just doing this, but, like, people are dying.
Right.
Like, they have that in that scene specifically, because he bursts into the room, and then the other guys are like, you know, he's right. Like, you could be helping us, and people are dying. Like,
well, isn't that what you're saying, though, that they're pushing against the idea of the secluded? Because there are so many scenes where they seem sequestered.
Right.
But I felt like the movie was always making clear that they had a bigger... Yeah, yeah. That they were aware of their stakes.
Well, and that's just it. Yeah. That's just it. It kind of goes against the very common trope for these types of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was just a lot of conflicting shit in here that...
And there was a few things, like... As I started thinking about it, like, Charles Dance's character, he just kept Tywin. Yeah.
Yeah, only referred to them as characters from other things that I've recognized, Tony. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, when Tywin marches in there, it's like, we're going to shut this all down. It's like, what? Why? Why? You know this isn't something you just can't.
And then they run over and pull the plugs out of this machine that they know nothing about. Like, a sensitive piece of equipment that they spent £100,000 on.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, you're not going to ask me for a report? Well, did you translate the shit? It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if it worked like that, we'd have already won the fucking war. Ah.
And, I'm sure he knew more about cryptography than all that, because there was an institute for cryptography even before the war started.
So, the real dude was a cryptograph
dude,
and specifically sought out Turing to head this thing.
So, yeah.
So, like, he was actually involved in the thing.
It wasn't like this, where he's just like, God damn it, I don't like you, Turing, but...
Yeah.
But
damn, you get results, even though there are no results!
I'm a military man, you're just a nerd.
Yeah, they made him almost, oh my God, and then what's her face? Joan, like, gets with a dude named Jock, who's from the military.
He's an army man, and we work together.
Like, really, his name had to be Jock.
But kudos to her. He's like, I'm a homosexual. Yeah, no, I figured. Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
That's fine.
And then he does that thing where I'm going to lie to you to hurt you.
Oh, that was the fucking worst.
And then she smacks him and she's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's like, I've worked too hard to get here.
So fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck those dudes. Fuck everyone. Yeah. I'm staying.
I like that. Yeah, I really did like that.
Yeah, that was fine. But then later in the movie, what's his face? Mark Strong shows up, threatens her, and then he's like, oh, yeah, we can't do this. Like, what is his situation here? So, like, at the point where he tells her that he's gay, which is apparently this secret he's been harboring from everyone in the world and the fiction of this movie, and she's like, that's fine, I don't care, like, we work well together and we'll have a better marriage than most people have, so let's just fucking do this. Like, at that point he's like, okay, also, by the way, this dude just threatened you, so we gotta, like, let's just keep things fine. Like, I don't understand, like, what is his incentive to lie to protect her, because he's not actually protecting her by lying to her.
Yeah.
And just telling her.
Yeah, she's already in.
Yeah, like, she's in the danger, whether she knows or not, so he might as well just not get her pissed off at him. It was a pointless, that shit drove me up the wall.
Oh, where he did the whole, I never cared about you?
Yeah.
I thought that was just to make her not want to be with him. I thought it was stupid, too. I thought the whole scenario was stupid.
There's something else open.
But,
I thought he was doing that so that he...
Facebook keeps having pop-ups.
Oh.
And it's just Julie saying, ha 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 ha. I don't know what she... What?
I have no idea.
It's like a comment on something or whatever. But
she's probably...
I see. I have it muted, so we can't hear it. But Twitch is still, like, still transfers
the
desktop audio, so I turned it off.
Oops. That's something special for the Twitch listeners. Because that won't be in the recording.
Yeah, I think it's interesting you saying that he was, like, out. And, like, I wonder if they just don't know how to make a period piece like this about someone who is gay, where it isn't, like...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I mean... closely guarded
it's
secret.
Like they had to fit him into this shoehorned... But that was, I mean, and that's part of probably also, like, why he had the issues. Because he only... Like, it became a problem when he moved to Manchester, which was a smaller place. And he didn't find as many, like, gay guys in the college, because he wasn't really working in a college situation. Yeah. So he found this, like, homeless musician guy. And they kind of took up together, like, evidently super handsome, like, you know, guy, and they just sort of took up together, and they hadn't even been together that long, but he had some, like, kind of reprobate friends, and one of his friends burgled Turing's house.
Yeah.
And then he went to the police about it and had to explain, yeah, this is how I know this guy. And he just was basically like, yeah, it's my boyfriend's friend. That's how I know him. And then the police, you know, in the smaller Manchester at that time,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't London where they had like a lot bigger fish to fry, were like, oh, your boyfriend. And then it was total by chance. It wasn't like a conspiracy. It wasn't a big detective. It was
a big detective who they went on a sting.
Yeah.
They found him paying for sex in a pub.
Yeah.
And that dude burgled.
This would almost have been better if it was a movie about, like, I don't recognize that number at all.
Hardcore deep dicking.
That? Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't have minded some of that, actually. I would have loved to see, like a rowing, like some rowing guys.
That's fun. They only show one scene
double Dutch ruddering.
Yeah, because
they have like the jogging scene.
He was a marathon runner. Like he was physically he was amazing. Sorry.
It's really like they really needed to shoehorn him into this like nerdy closeted. Yeah.
No, we should have seen some hot gay sex.
Oh, fuck.
Like they, which is maybe why I'm just so angry, because I feel like I deserved some hot gay sex and I didn't get it.
Listen, he ended the war. Where's the gay sex?
Yeah, yeah. This to celebrate. We're not dead, so.
Well, all those men coming back.
Exactly. Right. All the boys are coming back.
Yeah. Hey, gentlemen.
Boys are back in town.
I saved you all.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh. Precisely.
Roll on into the pub. Hey, I broke Enigma.
Is that where the handy?
Yeah. What's the going rate for breaking Enigma?
What's the going rate for ending World War II?
Make out in the bathroom. Oh, prices are really high. Inflation is killing us.
This is post-war. Insane.
It's post-war.
It's
post-war,
yeah. Inflation just is a bitch.
Some over the shirt.
Those are my dog tags. I just have a really awkwardly shaped nipple.
The movie would almost have been better if it wasn't really about Turing. Like if it was a movie that took aspects of this story and set it somewhere else.
Hmm.
Like make a science fiction story about it, or make just completely change the setting.
I don't agree with that because feel like the only part of this that is interesting is that it is apparently very partially a true story. Like,
but only partially. And see, that's it. They compromise so much of apparently who he was that it's not genuinely about Turing. It's someone wanted to tell. Someone had a shell of a story, and they're like, who can we shoehorn into this?
I don't feel like it's that. I feel like they had the Turing biography, and then it was also a hot thing when they did The Pardon, right?
Yeah.
And so they were like, okay, well, let's tell this story. You know what? There's almost no conflict in this story. So we got to shoehorn a conflict in every major piece of the story. His coworkers don't like him. He's in the closet.
This movie.
He's weird.
This movie is to Turing what Turing's biography is what O Brother, Where Art Thou is to the Odyssey. It's like somebody like skimmed a Wikipedia article about Turing and then wrote this movie.
All right. I'm fine with that.
Somebody bought that Turing biography on an international flight. On an international flight and read it in between sleeping and the kid 3 hours over screaming the whole flight. And was just like, you know what, there's something here.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's something. Well, I'm going to start writing a movie.
In his life, he did have two fantastic points that sound movie worthy. The problem is they're so far apart in time even. And
what,
which is why
what
they
had two
to
fantastic
do,
points
well,
are you referring
the death,
to?
His death, and then him like, right, yeah, breaking Enigma. So, I mean, that's like, great, you saved Britain, and then you've got this sort of like traditional tragic and homosexual see, story
until until this movie. I knew Turing for neither of those things, but I knew his name.
Okay.
I knew him because of the Turing test.
Oh, sure.
I only
sure.
knew him from Blade sure. Runner.
Sure. I only knew him because of that. And they mention it and they bring it up. They make it part of the story.
I only knew it because Alex is always talking about the
Turing.
Yeah.
Your wife looks away.
Your wife looks away. He looks up. He has your face.
No, that was the bus driver.
Yeah, I know.
You're on an airplane. The pilot comes on the intercom and says he's coming out to fight you. Your wife looks away.
I think it would be hard to do. That they should, and somebody should make a fantastic life of his. But I think that it needs to not center on saving Britain and, like, understand that. And, like, it needs to be a focus on bodies. I would have loved for them to have delved more into him on the hormones. Because I always think that would be really fascinating to think about, like, how he must have... Because that was a whole three-year stretch. He was arrested in 51, I think, and died in 54. So that was 3 years, almost as long as he was working during the war.
I think they said he started... He started the hormones in 51 and was off, like, his... The mandated hormones ended in 52.
So he only had to do it for a short time.
He did it for a full year. It was the court mandated. I want to say I read that the court mandated it, that he had to run a course of a year.
Crossword puzzle part was so good. Which part do you mean, Yasek?
So I don't know. So I don't know how that stuff works. So if you take estrogen for a year, are you just like done sexually? Like it won't. Like they won't just like leave the body? Does it just damage you?
It was a synthetic.
Yeah.
It's like estrogen or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just the British spelling.
But
yeah, because we probably read the same thing.
What is going on over there in England? Like why are we tacking on in the front of, you know what? I can't.
They also call cookies biscuits. What the fuck?
And
come on.
They put U's in things and they are, like, afraid to use Z's. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're napping in a backyard hammock. You wake up to find a sparrow perched on your chest. It has a semi-erect human penis.
The sparrow has a semi-erect human penis, or the sparrow is a semi-erect human penis?
You are definitely not a real human.
I'm sorry, I'm not listening. What?
No, you're definitely not a real... You failed the test. Okay. You're not a real human.
So this is a form of chemical castration.
Yeah.
Is giving men estrogen.
Yeah.
But doesn't that go away?
That just seems backwards to me. Like,
well, yeah.
Like, I understand that it, like apparently physically it works for whatever they're trying to get it to do. But wouldn't, like, isn't the whole thing about, like, gay men that they, you know.
Oh, that it's their effeminate.
So what, like, I don't know. Like,
well, but you, like, and I think pedophiles can, men who are pedophiles can voluntarily do the same thing. I mean, it just means you can't get an erection.
Oh, so it completely, like,
yeah,
stops.
I think it, like, yeah, and ruins the libido.
I know it's impotent, but
yeah.
He passed away.
Impotent.
And, I mean, you know, and it caused him to have breasts, like, he grew breasts, he gained a lot of weight and fat, which for a guy who was, like, into rowing and running must have been a terrible experience of the body. Yeah. And so, because that's what he was, you know, I mean, he was, like, we missed all of our opportunities to see, like, rowing dudes.
Where he's qualifying candidates and the following test. What's a tortoise?
Okay, I'm looking up chemical, castration.
No, that's the void comp.
Shit. How does that work?
You're in a darkened theater. From the row behind you, Jeff Goldblum leans forward and quietly asks if you would like to swap gum.
What?
These ones aren't the best ones. There are better. Mm. I did like that scene where he's qualifying the candidates, but it, like, that felt like another kind of forced narrative. Like this, a woman sort of thing.
But she was there. I mean, she was real. There. Yeah.
But it was just, like, if we're listing all the things in this movie that are, like...
Well, and the way they did it, having her come in late, and it's like, do we need to, like,
do this? We did.
They could have had her just show up, and there could have been some guys looking at her. Like, she could have been on time. She could have also not worn something ridiculously bright.
Yeah, but he was a hero because he didn't care.
Yeah.
He was just upset she was late. But, like, they had to generate all these, like, little conflicts to make him be heroic.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the end of the movie, they do some math and it stops a war, but you never actually see the war. So it's hard to be hero. It's hard to have hero math guy.
See, but this is, like, part of my inner rage, and I don't want to go too crazy about this, but I feel like this is everything that is fucking wrong with our country and our culture.
I know.
Like, what?
He didn't skull fuck Hitler. That means he's not a fucking hero. Have you been to the country before?
I know.
Go on. Well,
I know.
Light it up.
You have to skull fuck Hitler. I mean, that could be a sex toy thing. What?
That way lies madness. I see you looking at your
phone.
Why
are you uncomfortable with that?
No, because he's going to look for it.
No. I have a question. Let me get your thoughts on something.
What?
Are you ready? You're on a bus.
Okay.
The driver is arguing with a face he's drawn on his hand.
Okay.
He tries to hide it, but you realize it's your face.
So my face is drawn on his hand.
And he's arguing with it.
Is the face talking back to him?
I don't know.
So what he's doing, he's asking questions that are based on the Voight Kampff questions that were presented in Blade Runner. Those questions are actually, react to this. You become pregnant by a man who runs off with your best friend. You decide to get an abortion. You're presented with options for your reaction. You react to whatever the situation is. How you react determines whether you are a human or a replicant in the world of Blade Runner.
Okay.
And there are things
like... So do I have options of how to react if I get the abortion?
This
or?
Online quiz gives you options. Okay. So that you can do this online quiz to find out if you're a robot or not.
But in Replicant Blade Runner, you would just free
response. Free response. And there's a box that gauges your response to see if they're... Mm-hmm. To see if your subtle responses match the words that are coming out of your mouth, or you're just giving a rote answer because you know that that's how a human would answer.
So you're hooked up to stuff and it can measure your heartbeat and your...
So like a little boy shows you his butterfly collection plus the killing jar. What do you say? A human in that world, because there are no animals anymore, would have a visceral reaction to just hearing the words killing jar.
Okay.
Before you even actually answer the question.
Okay.
I mean, I did.
Someone gives you a calfskin wallet for your birthday.
A calf and a wallet?
Calfskin wallet.
Oh.
That's not nice.
I think Turing and the team brain punched the Third Reich in the math dick. Is what Neo Sex said.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Bath Adams' butt stuff.
You know what?
I'm going to go ahead and ban that for one.
Go ahead.
React to this. You're watching a stage play. A banquet is in progress. The guests are enjoying an appetizer of raw oysters. The entree consists of boiled dog stuffed with rice. Yes. The raw oysters are less acceptable to you than a dish of boiled dog.
I missed it. Raw oysters are less acceptable?
Raw oysters are less acceptable to you than a dish of boiled dog.
Agreed.
I don't even know what you're supposed to say to that. I mean,
you're just supposed to react to it.
Okay, because I wouldn't.
Reaction.
Like, I wouldn't have anything to say. Like,
it's because you're not real people. Sorry.
The machine can just kind of measure,
while walking along in desert sand, you suddenly look down and see a tortoise crawling toward you. You reach down and flip it over onto its back. The tortoise lies there, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over, but it cannot. So it cannot do so without your help. You are not helping. Why? This one actually has three answers. What do you mean I'm not helping? Mm-hmm. What is a tortoise? And I don't know why I would flip the turtle over in the first place.
Yeah, that was sort of my thought, was the last one.
Yeah.
But then I guess I'm supposed to answer what is a tortoise, because I live in a world without animals.
Tony, what if I am keeping the kosher Shomer Shabbos? The goddamn tortoise again.
You shouldn't have been touching the one in the first place.
Yeah, why did you pick it up in the first place then?
Yeah, why did you... Why can't it turn over? Is it a fish? A bird? Neosex is definitely a robot. Yeah.
Look at that name. What makes you...
Right.
Yeah, Neosex, come on.
Why can't it turn over? It's a turtle.
In the sand.
In the sand. You can't get rolling.
That sounds like a Sting song, Turtle in the Sand.
The design flaw.
Under the I don't know what a tortoise is. I can't tell. You know what?
Ask him to his face when he's here in October.
Look me in the fucking face. You tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. I can't tell the difference between Neosec and Google right now.
Yeah.
Listen, I was at a movie an hour ago and I traded gum with
But here's what you do. Here's what you do. Beforehand, you wear something that has sleeves. You draw a picture of Sam's face on your forearm. You ask him the questions. When he gives you an answer, pull up your sleeve and then you ask your forearm, Sam, if you think, if he thinks real Sam is lying to you again.
But the real hook is when you pull up your other forearm and it's a robotic Sam.
Flip your arm over and you've drawn a picture of your face on the back of your arm. A lot of faces on you.
Yeah.
Or on this arm, Sam, and this arm you pull up like, Haley, why did you do that? Why did you marry him?
Make them smaller faces and then you can just like layer them down. You have a whole narrative and then just keep sliding. It's just every 2 inches it's a new face.
Now that we've talked about this, I need to like read about real Alan Turing. Maybe I'm entering my Turing phase.
Welcome.
Because like he sounds so much more interesting than
welcome.
Yeah, because real Alan Turing phase, you might actually get some hot rowing dick action.
Yeah.
Just a pile of hot rowing dick.
Well, I mean, I don't think, like, the history stuff doesn't really go into it because it's not, he wasn't, like, an erotic letter guy, but.
But you gotta read between the lines.
Yeah, I feel like I have imagined in the movie in my own mind, there just being a lot of.
That's number two after Punch Out.
And so.
Anna's gonna script us a Alan Turing biopic.
Sure. No, I happily.
How a pile of hot rowing dicks saved Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Sam faces all the way down his tramp stamp.
The tramp stamp. Sam's face looks panicked, though.
Yeah, and then I could make movies about it too. Money with it two ways, because I could do like the Alan Turing biopic, and then have like essentially the gay porn cut.
Yeah.
And sell them like it could be a disc set or something.
Sure. Well, if they're not the same thing, why even bother?
Well, you make them like Eastwood did Letters from Iwo Jima and Flags of Our Fathers.
I didn't read that. I didn't watch that.
Well, it's like where you take everything else out and you mush together like all the runners and the rowers fucking.
Mm. Oh, and like then, the Obi-Wan cut.
And then.
Yeah. Well, no, you make Alan Turing, the Alan Turing story, and then you make Big Al story.
Yeah.
Then you make Alex's Turing My Anus.
There you go.
Perfect.
That's not like a Chuck Tingle book. Perfect. Already, though.
I don't have anything else. All right. Going. Next week. What the hell was that movie called?
Turbo Kid.
That's the one.
Okay.
All right, this movie looks like it could be.
I forgot Kung the punctuation. Turing colon period semicolon my dash.
It's semicolon first.
Well, this is a new.
Oh.
My dash, I anus question mark.
exclamation point.
Anus question mark.
Sam's like, I'm good.
The story of how the hottest cryptographer
yeah.
in England. Beat the Nazis with his really big dick.
I love it. Like, dick just, slap the Nazis. Yeah.
There you go.
And then skull fuck Hitler. And with like, math. And yeah, with math. And I think we should have like a Hitler skull. I'm comfortable with involving a Hitler skull.
Jizzed math into the Hitler skull.
Mm, I like it.
Just lean into it. Just
yeah.
Michael Cohen. December 19th, 2015. Hillary Clinton, when you go to prison for defrauding America and perjury, your room and board will be free.
Break the cup with your Big Mac energy. That's some dick stuff. I don't understand what's going on in the news because, like, every time something happens, everybody gets, like, super excited about it.
I'm not super excited about it. Happens. It's meaningless. It means nothing.
I mean, it does mean stuff, but it doesn't mean that anything's going to happen.
It means nothing towards the end. It means nothing towards the goal of ending this national nightmare we are currently in.
The only thing any of this could do is get people out to vote for the midterms. And I don't know that's going to do that.
Yeah.
It's too far away from it. If this was happening in
October,
the third week in October, people have a very short attention span.
Here's the thing. Even though we have confirmed, like, Cohen has confirmed these things, it's not like anybody did not already assume that these things were true. And I'm not, this is not a bipartisan issue.
Oh, no,
this is not a partisan issue. Everyone already knows all of the things that have already been confirmed.
Yeah.
There's just evidence now, but we all already knew all of these things, which means
the same people that didn't care when they voted still don't care.
Yeah.
The same people that cared when they voted still care.
Yeah. And like the whole, like, even the Omarosa shit, like, oh, well, I've got tapes of him dropping the N-bomb. I don't think you think that that's as damaging. It's not damaging. The people who voted for him are going, like, that's already those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, finally, someone's telling how it is.
He made fun of a disabled reporter. I mean, he's just, he was so gross from the beginning.
So it means nothing. Here's what you need to know. That chick in Iowa was killed by an illegal who, as it turns out, might not actually be illegal. So.
But was he brownish?
He is brownish, and he has a weird name.
Okay, well.
Well, that's enough.
Yeah. That might should be illegal by yourself.
Might as well be.
Yeah.
It's a weird Hispanic name.
Mm-hmm. Like, weird, like.
I mean,
no.
As it turns out,
but his first name's weird.
Like, regardless of who killed her, they are illegal. They broke the law when they killed her.
Yeah,
I mean,
Fox News,
Fox News will say an illegal did it. They wouldn't be incorrect. Just not an illegal alien.
Yeah,
they don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit, Tony.
Alex says people needed to vote in the primaries.
I did vote in the primaries, Alex. Bob McCullough did not get his win. That was a true victory. Because that guy is a world-class turd.
So, someone I know posted this one yesterday. Two pictures. One of a white guy who looks homeless and one of a brownish person wearing a shirt that says, undocumented, unafraid, unapologetic. Over the white guy says, how come this veteran gets nothing? Over the brownish person, while this illegal gets everything. Like and share if you think this is a disgrace.
What
does
that mean? Yeah. And how is this other person getting everything?
Yeah.
Like, what are they getting?
That's like my comment. He doesn't get everything. Not factually correct. Someone responded to me, where have you been, Tony?
Where have you been, Tony?
Like, in reality?
Read a book, Tony. Yeah.
Actually, it's not in books, because books are, like, part of the liberal media.
Well, that's only after you say, like, well, I do read books.
But, like, those of us who know realize that, you know, they're just like, elitist. Fancy welcome baskets full of fruit and candy and money for people crossing the Rio Grande.
Fuck.
Fancy gift baskets. When's the last time you got a gift basket?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember the last time I got a fancy gift basket.
Well, you guys just don't know how to work the system. That's a welfare Tesla. You guys turn into first generation Americans. This is what you get.
You get everything.
I'm like,
did you get a gift basket too?
What do you have to be?
Tesla is the gift basket.
I'm more focused.
First generation means born in, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm second.
Should have been first. No prize for second. There's no silver medal for second. That's a lie. That's a everyone gets a trophy. Yeah. Everyone gets a trophy from the generation who was handing out the trophies to the people.
It's a participation trophy generation.
Because Dad could never really just get over the fact that he never was going to make it as a professional sports player. So now, when little Jimmy gets his ass out on the fucking field, Jimmy needs to get a trophy because, spoiler, Jimmy's not going to make his ass as a professional sports player either. Get over it.
Those people aren't. You know what? the real damaging ones are the ones that didn't make it as professional sports player. They thought they could have. Then the damage is that they push their children to the point of physically crippling them to do it and just tearing them down psychologically.
Yep.
It's the whole select sporting system is just gross. It's gross. Holden had some guys that he knew growing up. They were like cool kids. They all hung together. It's like once they got to junior high, it was like,
yeah,
I don't have time for this bullshit.
No, I got to be at soccer practice at 6 a.m. before school and then practice until 7 at night and then be in tournaments all weekend long at the age of 12, 13, 14.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah. Holden's going to be doing show choir. He made it. He got in. So he's going to be doing show choir competitions. Like every Saturday in February for us is just gone.
Gross.
Because he's going to be traveling with the show choir. The thing is we encouraged him to do it when he decided that he wanted to do it. He didn't start in drama until he was in seventh grade.
Where did you say September or February?
February.
Why does that ruin your Saturday? That motherfucker will be 16.
Because parents have to go along.
What?
Because it's out of the town.
He's 16.
They at least have to have a chauffeur.
Oh, really? But he could like get with some friends' parents who are going.
Yeah, okay. Somebody has to.
I used to manage the boys' basketball team, and we would go far, far away. I think
hours away. Yeah, but sports are sponsored and have better booster systems than
basketball.
It's sports. It's not show choir.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In my mind, this conversation is...
Sports probably get to use the school bus.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
This, in my mind, this had turned around where Holden was doing the sports and Kayla was not doing the sports. And I was like, what the fuck is Tony saying?
To be clear, I wasn't doing the sports. I was managing the boys' basketball team.
Listen, I lost the thread of the conversation and then made up a new one.
I did do and sport. I played field hockey for a year.
Whoa.
That was pretty good at it, too.
I played racquetball and ran cross country.
Nobody's talking about you.
I did some
and was amazing at playing chess. And was in a bunch of plays.
I also did drama.
And was in the honors choir.
I didn't know we were just sitting here listing off.
And was in a barbershop quartet.
Extracurriculars.
And the liturgical choir.
I'm not even gonna do this.
We should
talking about sports.
I was talking about. I know the bowling team.
But if we are, I was in your
bowling team.
I was in the drama club, and I was in the art club.
I was the ad editor for the homeschool yearbook and raised a record-breaking amount of money.
Yearbook was disgusting.
Really? What was the ad?
No, I had a lot of ads.
Oh well.
Yeah.
The ad editor.
Yeah, I raised $1,300.
That's a lot of money.
That was a lot of money back in the day.
That's a lot of money now.
I spent a lot of time on the phone.
That's a lot of money for a yearbook.
And we cut out the little, like, we'd pick up the paper ads and cut them out and arrange them on the paper. God.
Yeah. And then you only spent $500 of it on the yearbook. Pocket, a clean $850, laundered through the school.
Through the homeschool association?
Yeah.
That's not.
You learned a valuable lesson. They learned a valuable lesson. You can't trust anyone, not even the fucking kids.
Yeah, see, this is why, like, David doesn't get chosen to teach economics to the homeschool kids.
No, well, one.
He'll just teach them money laundering.
One, no one asks. Two, I don't apply.
They don't ask for a reason.
They don't ask for a reason, which I get, but I have not been rejected. The takeaway is I haven't been rejected. No one's thrown up in my car.
Which is the goal.
This car.
No one's thrown up. No one threw up my other car either.
There haven't been any throwing up in cars. There have been throwing up near
cars. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's different.
I am going to... If it is possible to get as... the situation that is as close as humanly possible to throwing up in the car, but technically not in the car, happened on Thanksgiving a few years ago.
No, it didn't. I was not in the car. It was right beside it.
You were sitting in the car, throwing up just
the
outside.
The door was open.
Yeah, the thing is that it's not. I'm with Kayla on this because the thing that is as close as you can get is when you're sitting in the car and you're out the window.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. The second closest you can humanly possibly be.
I didn't throw up in the car.
Laying on the roof of the car.
Facing forward. Throwing up forward.
Onto the windshield.
I think it also matters if the car is like moving and the direction and wind and all of that.
Right, like an emergency. I am going to throw up. We are moving in a car.
Yeah, if you're moving in a car and you hurl out the window and don't get any inside, I think that's
a miracle.
That's
I could do it.
That's like
let's try.
Let's.
I mean, you have to just get a 3-star bonus going on.
I've got stuff for
angle.
Shots.
Let's do it right now.
Angle and hope there's a turn. Well-timed turn.
Wait, there's a left turn up here.
Just the left.
30 more seconds.
To the left.
Yeah, like it's some centrifugal situation or something.
Unless they're in the back seat behind the driver, and then a right-hand turn will
centrifugal.
Centrifugal.
Yeah, you want that one, not the other. You don't want centripetal. That's the wrong one.
That's the
one you don't want.
Oh, are we still recording?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh. I'm sorry.
For what?
Don't
Never
be.
Apologize. All right, let's get out of here.
All right. See you guys.